Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. Today we're diving into something really important, creating a safe space for vulnerability and connection. Ever felt like you're holding back in conversations, afraid to show your true self? You know that feeling when you want to connect deeply with someone but you just can't quite bridge the gap? Well, guess what? We're all in this together. And today, we're going to unpack how to build those bridges and create spaces where authenticity thrives. Now, before we get started, let me tell you why this is so crucial. In a world that often glorifies perfection and masks our true feelings, genuine connection can feel like a distant dream. But here's the truth, real connection, the kind that nourishes our souls, stems from vulnerability. It's about letting go of fear and showing up as our authentic selves, imperfections and all. So, how do we create these safe havens for vulnerability? Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways. First, active listening is non-negotiable. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about truly understanding the emotions behind them. When someone shares something vulnerable, give them your undivided attention. Put away your phone, make eye contact, and really try to absorb what they're saying. Remember that feeling when someone genuinely listens to you? It's powerful, right? That sense of being heard and understood is the foundation of a safe space. Second, practice empathy. This means putting yourself in the other person's shoes and trying to see the world from their perspective. Even if you haven't experienced the same thing, try to understand their feelings and validate their experiences. A simple, "That sounds really tough," can go a long way in making someone feel seen and supported. Third, be mindful of your words. We all make mistakes, but it's important to choose our words carefully, especially when someone is being vulnerable. Avoid judgmental language or offering unsolicited advice. Instead, try phrases like, "Tell me more about that," or, "I can see how that would be frustrating." Remember, the goal isn't to fix them. It's to create a space where they feel safe expressing themselves without fear of criticism. Fourth, share your own vulnerabilities. This might seem counterintuitive, but by opening up about your own experiences, you create a ripple effect. It shows others that it's okay to be imperfect and that vulnerability is a shared human experience. Think about it. When someone shares their vulnerability with you, it often makes it easier for you to do the same. And finally, be patient. Building trust and creating safe spaces takes time. Don't expect people to open up instantly. Be consistent in your efforts, be respectful of boundaries, and celebrate small victories along the way. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at a networking event, feeling that familiar wave of anxiety, you know, the, "Should I talk to them? What if they think I'm boring?" kind of thing. Suddenly, someone approaches you with a genuine smile and says something like, "I really liked your presentation earlier. It reminded me of," they then share a personal story that relates to your topic. You feel a connection instantly because they've shown vulnerability first, creating a safe space for you to do the same. You start talking about your own experiences, realizing that this person isn't just making small talk. They're genuinely interested in connecting with you on a deeper level. See what I mean? So, remember, building a safe space for vulnerability and connection is an ongoing process, but it's worth every effort. When we create these spaces, we unlock the power of authentic human connection, which leads to richer relationships, deeper understanding, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've created safe spaces for vulnerability in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Social Confidence for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips on boosting your social skills. Until next time, keep shining bright, friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.